An Israeli airstrike inside Syria targeting an alleged convoy of surface-to-air missiles on its way to Lebanon. That's the report coming into focus today. Numerous officials have reported a strike of some kind. Israel has not denied its involvement, and Russia has expressed outrage, accusing Israel of violating Syrian airspace and sovereignty. Joining us now is Isabel Kirshner, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, in Jerusalem. Isabel, what do you have?
Well, not very much from Israel, to be honest. The Israelis are following a usual policy of not commenting either way, not confirming, not denying, not commenting at all. This is its usual practice when it carries out preemptive strikes on foreign soil, so it's not surprising. But, of course, we have been hearing from the Syrians and from other officials abroad. And there seems to be a little confusion about, or contradictory reports at least, about what the target was, or even if it was one target or perhaps more, because the Syrians are speaking about a research facility having been hit. And, of course, as you mentioned, most of the sources abroad are talking about a convoy of advanced ground-to-air missiles that were on their way to Lebanon.
Now, the issue there would be not so much a war between Israel and Syria, but a continuation of the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon, yes?
Absolutely, John. Israel has been very careful to keep out of the Syrian conflict. It doesn't have any particular interest in being involved in that. It doesn't particularly support the Assad regime, and on the other hand, it's very wary of many of the rebel groups and what might happen afterwards. So Israel isn't particularly rooting for either side in the Syrian conflict. So yes, it would be very much about weapons, and this is the concern that Israel has been talking about very vocally in the last few days, the threat or risk of advanced weapons and possibly chemical weapons as well, moving from the hands of the Syrian government, which, although it is, of course, in a technical state of war with Israel, is at least seen as a sort of responsible authority, and falling into the hands of either Hezbollah, which is, of course, one of Israel's arch foes in Lebanon, or even into the hands of some of the Islamic extremist groups fighting alongside the rebels in Syria.
Well, certainly if it's discovered that chemical weapons were in the convoy and that they're sort of destination address was Hezbollah, that will fundamentally change things, I think, for the short term. But in terms of sophisticated surface-to-air missiles, is it the case that Hezbollah is trying to develop a capability that would deny Israel air superiority, which it always has?
Yes, absolutely. That would be the implication of Hezbollah bringing those kinds of ground-to-air anti-aircraft missiles into Lebanon. Israel has long said and suspected that Hezbollah has kept stores of some of its more advanced weapons on Syrian soil, partly for safekeeping. But now that the situation in Syria is so unpredictable and the country seems to be really falling apart, there are some analysts saying that this is the time that Hezbollah is feeling it might be safer to bring their stocks into Lebanon. But yes, of course, for Israel, that would be considered a game changer on the battlefield, because its fairly free reign over the skies of Lebanon would, of course, be at risk.
But if this is borne out, it would suggest that maybe the takeaway here is that Hezbollah is predicting a downfall of the Assad regime, even if there is no specific sense that there's an offensive being launched. They're just trying to get their stuff out of Syria.
Well, that would be one interpretation. There have also been some assessments that perhaps the Syrians would hand over some of their own arsenal in an orderly way to Hezbollah for its own safekeeping as well. So it's really all open. It's very hard to decide finally what the motivations are on any side. But yes, that would certainly be a possibility.
Isabel Kirshner, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, in Jerusalem. Thanks so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
You come to The New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.